Now ask the expert on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Good morning. I'm Dan Allstrand, and welcome to another edition of Ask the Experts. It is your rock and roll duty. Good day today. It's sunny outside. If you're out there getting ready to do some Christmas shopping and you're listening to us, thank you very much. We're resuming our chat from last week with our friends from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Welcome back to the program, our two friends, Corey Mosier and Chris Vigna. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Nothing like Kim Mitchell to get things started, right?
Oh.
Gets the blood pumping and you're ready to go.
You bet.
If you have a wet basement, you're probably listening to us going, okay, guys, enough of that. Tell me how I can fix the darn thing. Well, that's what they're here for today. If you have a wet basement or a crawl space that just isn't fit for humans, our gentlemen are here today and they'll answer your questions. You can join our conversation anytime throughout the show today by dialing the numbers 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255. Or if you're here in Halifax, our number 902. Don't forget the 902 because they don't let you play without it anymore. 405-6000. That's 902-405-6000. And we'll do our best to answer that question today. I guess we should set the table again. I know we touched on this a little bit last week, Corey. It's sort of telling us a little bit about what you do. So maybe let's sort of refresh everybody's memory. What is it exactly that Ridgeback Basement Systems does?
Well, Dan, we're actually part of the largest network of basement waterproofers and foundation support works that is out there in North America. We have engineered and developed unique specific products for the nasty basement environment. We have many different types of French drain systems, wall systems, waterproof floors, waterproof windows even. And we're not the same guys that are fixing your roof, doing your shingles and things like that. This is our only environment. We're in this basement environment on a daily basis.
And who better to do that than somebody that specializes on doing it?
Absolutely.
It's obviously a topic that sits with a lot of people. In fact, we've already got a call this morning, so let's just go to the telephone lines. Again, our number is 1-877-801-8255 or 405-6000 here in Halifax. We're very pleased to welcome to the program this morning Rob. Rob, how are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am terrific. Your question for our two experts.
Okay. It's funny you say it because I'm a contractor too, but I always like to, you know, go to the experts because I'm not a contractor in that field. So here's my question.
Sure.
We're looking at buying a house. It's a smaller bungalow, and it's on an acreage, and we understand from talking to the realtor, they've had some issues with humidity and mold in the basement. So the only thing I can think of is either it's poor drainage or the water is sloping into the wall. But my question is, how do I take care of that situation before I go ahead and redo the basement if I buy this house?
Great question, Rob. Corey?
Sandy Dry?
Actually, Rob, one of our basement specialists, whenever we're on site, we do a full inspection, and with that inspection, the first and foremost thing that we have to take care of is groundwater seepage. So is water actually coming into your basement? And if it is, that water needs to be taken care of because the water itself will add into your basement atmosphere, which will tend to create moisture, and then all that harmful stuff that you mentioned there in regards to the nasty mold, dust mites, rot, and structural concerns will happen from the humidity going up. And it really goes back to the root of the problem. Is there any groundwater seepage coming in?
Should I maybe have you people come out and look at this basement on the outside before I put the offer in just to protect myself?
Absolutely. We do that on a regular basis for sure. We team up with real estate agents, realtors, home inspectors, and anybody else that's out there in the contractor network. The easiest way to get in touch with us is via our website, and it's www.ridgeback basement.ca. And you can fill out a simple form on there, and it'll fly across our desk, and we'll be in touch.
I'm wondering if when we're finished this call, if I can just go off air and just give them my phone number, then you can call me.
You can. I'll put you on hold, Rob, and you can give that number to Jennifer, and we'll make that happen for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Great questions. And that's as easy as that. 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. If you have a question about your basement, your nasty crawl space, this is your opportunity. Where else do you get free advice on a Saturday morning? That's the beauty of Ask the Experts. Let's go right back to the telephones. And welcome Larry to the program. Larry, how are you?
Morning. How are you?
Your good. Good. Your question for our experts, please.
Been dealing with an issue with a concrete basement, and I also have a concrete driveway. When the driveway was installed, the grade seems to be okay, keeping the water away, but there is a crack, of course, between the concrete and the wall. So the two downspouts that go on either end of the basement's east troughs both go down to a footing drain, and it's my impression that that footing drain is compromised because it's a house built 1958, 1960.
We talked about this last week, right, with downspouts, and it's better to sort of get them away from the house?
Absolutely. And, Larry, we run into this situation on a number of times. It's basically over time that drainage system tends to fail. So whether it gets crushed, clogged, or a simple tree root getting into that drainage system, the bottom line is it's not taking the water away from your foundation. So when water is sitting against your foundation, it can squeeze through those cracks and or just your simple concrete foundation wall. With that, from our experience, I mean, we do outside excavation, but 9 out of 10 of our, I'll say, basement fixes are done through the inside now. Really, it's a matter of having a look at that problem and diagnosing it and working through the issue with yourself about how you'd like to fix it and tackle it and coming up with a great solution.
Yeah, I understand that. That was my conclusion. Was the excavation outside would be a massive undertaking, from just in all aspects. And I was thinking, well, from inside almost doesn't seem practical. But I'm sure other concrete companies have done the same thing by epoxy injections.
So, Larry, let's touch on that for a quick second. I mean, just for our other listeners that are out there, when we look at outside excavation, a lot of people fear because there's a lot of disruption, whether it's tearing down trees, whether it's digging deep holes, whether it's ripping off your back patio, and or you might have a beautiful pool that's there as well. So typically, to do things right, all that stuff needs to be removed. And that's why we have great solutions now from the inside, which is a lot less intrusive of the outside excavation. And these are proven solutions that's been around for 20-plus years, not necessarily here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, or the Maritime Provinces. It's fairly new to our area, but we can definitely solve this from the inside. And, I mean, we've done a lot of different work depending on whatever that situation is.
Okay.
Larry, appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
1-877-801-8255-405-6000. It always comes down to a question of cost. And I know we touched on this last week when it comes to the excavation outside or the fixing it with the internal selection. Is one cheaper than the other, or is this a, sort of one of those investment things?
From our experience, typically the interior strategies are usually about a third to 50% less expensive than tackling from the outside. And that's mainly from the things that need to be removed. Every situation is different, of course.
So there you go. It could be a cheaper solution. And the sort of thing that resonates with me with this is it really is less intrusive. You don't have to tear up your flower beds and your lawn and everything else. You can do this all from inside.
Absolutely.
Again, 1-877-801-8255-405-6000 is our telephone number if you have a question about your basement. Last week, we talked an awful lot about basements. Now, I mentioned off the top of the show that you also deal with the crawl spaces. And if I remember last week, we talked a little bit about my grandmother's dugout basement, as she used to call it, where she used to let the cats go. And it was really nasty down there. Do you have a solution for that, or do I have to deal with that?
Well, actually, yeah, Dan, we do have solutions for that. We see a lot of those dirt floor crawl spaces, especially in and around Halifax and in some of the older homes. With that, there's a couple of issues that take place first and foremost. And I don't know if our listeners out there are aware, but up to 50% of our air that we breathe on our main floor comes from our basement. So with that in mind, if you've got issues down there, such as some of that nasty mold and things like that that happen on a regular occurrence because of those nasty basements, you could be dreaming. you could be breathing
yes.
some of that in on a regular basement or a regular basis. The other aspect of issues is energy efficiency. I mean, cold air costs a lot more to heat up and things, as well as structural concerns. And Chris sees this a lot out there from floors that rot out. We've even been in some of those situations that a homeowner would walk on their main level and their foot would actually go right through the floor. And that's really coming from the moisture and the humidity that's coming up from the dirt.
Is there such thing as having a good crawl space under your house? I mean, people are listening this morning going, well, you know, I've had this thing under my basement for the last 50, 60, 70 years and everything's all right. Is this a panic situation, or is there ways that you can solve these crawl space issues?
Going back to how we solve them, we break it down into four steps. Step number one is, it goes back to any basement, taking care of that groundwater seepage. So if you got a leaky basement, we got to knock that off at the source. Step number two is sealing it off from the outside air. And what I mean there is the fact that you might have a broken window, so the air's coming in. You might have vents. You might have a bad door that's not sealing. So in the wintertime, we've got that cold, cold air coming in and keeping that environment very cool. So it's costing you energy efficiency, heating, and all that. In the summertime, it completely goes against the opposite. We have that hot, humid air. Warm air coming in, which then now the actual space is jacked up in humidity, which creates the rot and the mold and the odors and all that sort of stuff as well. The third thing is that we do is seal it off from the earth. And what we mean there is we call it in our business encapsulate. So really we're taking a very, very heavy, tough liner, not your 6 mil poly clear plastic liner that you'd buy at your local hardware store. I mean, this liner that we use actually has ultra fresh infused right in it. And what ultra fresh is, it doesn't allow mold, mildew, or anything, all that nastiness to adhere to it. So we completely seal it off both at the walls and the floor. And after that step, we would dehumidify. So once again, taking care of the seepage, knocking off the outside air, sealing it off from the earth, and dehumidification.
And that creates a sort of a better environment and a better breathing environment, particularly if it's nasty for everybody, but particularly if you have kids at home.
Absolutely. We've worked with some homeowners and that over the last couple of years that have had escalated allergies, I'll say, with their family in general. And a lot of that comes from their basement and that nasty environment.
When you do these things, these four steps that you told us about, can I use that space after?
For sure, Dan. I'll give you a simple example. We worked with a homeowner last month, and that homeowner was spending actually $300 per month on storage at one of the local storage facilities. Now, I don't want to put these guys out of business by any means, but $300 times 12 is $3,600. We came in and encapsulated his crawl space, gained him usable space back. And, you know, I don't mind sharing, his particular job was $4,000. So in 1 year, he basically paid for it, and not to mention all the health benefits and things like that for the family. And I'm sure he's going to gain electrical heating savings and energy efficiency.
And peace of mind.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break here on Ask the Experts. Jorge is on the line. You're up next. You're listening to us on News 95.7.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Ask the Experts. We're with the good gentleman from Ridgeback Basement Systems. We're talking all things basement-y today. I love that line in your commercial, by the way. it is great. It's one of those things that just sticks in your mind, and that's what it's all about. So Corey's here, and Chris is here, and we're talking about basements. Let's get right to the telephone lines and welcome Jorge to the program. Jorge, thanks for holding.
Okay, hi.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, my name is Jorge, and I would like to ask a question to Chris. What about job and career opportunity with Ridgeback's basement system?
Well, we're always looking for quality people to apply, and our eyes are always open for, you know, the next best employee, I guess you could say.
So yeah. If you're looking, Jorge, then there's your chance.
Yeah. Like I mean, like I would like to know if you can make a career with the company, right?
Well, there's definitely a career opportunity with this company. You know, we're only expanding every day. We're across Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI. So, you know, every day our eyes are open, and we're doing everything we can to grow.
Yeah, Jorge. Actually, Dan, for their listeners' benefit here, we just recently opened in PEI and New Brunswick in the later parts of summer. So we are going in the right direction. Things are really expanding for us, and we are looking for some sales representatives in that area. So there is a job opportunity there for sure.
Check it out at the website, Ridgeback Basements. Give it a Google, and you're in there. Thanks for the call, Jorge. We were chatting last week, and we were talking about basements and different things that you guys can do, and one of them that we touched on was sort of jacking up the basement. I have a friend that has a really old house and loves being here and loves that house and doesn't want to get rid of it, but that basement's really short and constantly hitting his head on sort of the duct work and all the stuff that's hanging out of that. Can you fix that?
Yeah, Dan, let's look at it this way. On a two-story home, you know, basements are really a third of the space. And on a single-level home, basements can be up to 50% of that space. So if there's an issue in that basement space, if things are bad, it's really dead space. And it's really unusable in a lot of cases. So we tackle it through a couple of different options that are out there. And we have many friends here in Halifax that have looked into this because exactly what you're saying, they like the community, they like everything about the home. They don't want to get hit with the real estate market as low as it is. So they need that extra space, whether it's a playroom, whether it's the man cave or whichever. And the two ways that we can look at tackling that is either digging down in the basement or going up. Now, one of the challenges that we face in around Metro Halifax is the fact that there's so much rock and granite. And I don't want to speak on Chris's behalf, but he doesn't like that very much. There's a lot of work, energy, and effort when we got to go down. So sometimes it's easier to go up. And, of course, we can do a full analysis and prepare a plan with our homeowners or listeners that are out there.
Is this sort of the procedure that we've seen where you jack the actual house up off the basement foundation and add an extra layer of concrete block or whatever it is?
Yeah, Chris has a number of projects actually on the go right now with gaining the homeowners that extra usable space for sure.
Is it difficult? I mean, it looks to me, you do this on a daily basis, so it looks to me like it's a pretty significant sort of deal to take a house off of its foundation and jack it up and add this extra space.
It's not that big of a deal. We work with a lot of professionals. We do quite a bit of this, so yeah.
Is it a long process? Is it something that takes a long time for you to do? Do I have to leave my house, or is this something you can do
on
in
the
weekend?
Size of the house? It depends on the project. You know, we can do it within a couple of days. If you want to lower the basement down, we can jackhammer a basement out in a matter of days. If you want to lift your house up, it's all part of the preparation, taking the right steps, doing permits. Once you organize everything, and you got everything lined up properly, it doesn't take long at all.
Is there troubles when you jack up a house? Because twisting and things like that, is that something that you have to really pay attention to when you do it?
Yeah, we take our time when we do it. We lift it slowly. We pay attention to the whole house. You know, if we have to do it, we do it in certain sections. Every house is different, especially in Halifax with these older houses. So, you know, sometimes it's even easier just to go down in the bedrock.
There you go. If you're looking for that extra space, I remember a house I used to live in as a kid. When you're a kid, it's not a big deal. My father always told me it was one block too short. And as I grew, the ceiling came closer and closer and closer. And dad was a finishing carpenter, so he would put fancy bulkheads up and things around the ductwork. And just before it was time for me to move on, constantly whacking my head on that stuff. And it can be quite annoying. And you're right. It can take away that usable space.
Absolutely.
I got an email from last week's show. By the way, our telephone numbers are 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255. 405-6000 is the local number here in Halifax. Got an email from a listener last week that we touched on foundations and work that you do, and says that he has a sag in his foundation. Is this a common problem, and is it a tough fix?
When we look at foundation concerns directly, 90% of the time, Dan, it's the soil. And particularly here in the Maritime Provinces, there's a number of different types of soil, but the main culprit, we'll say, that's out there is clay. So the problem with clay soil is that when clay is wet, it holds water and expands in size. And when clay is dry, it shrinks. So simply stated, when the soil below your home can no longer support the weight of your home, settlement occurs.
And it's the exact opposite of the issue we were just talking about with the granite, right? This stuff just, it's not stable.
Absolutely. So some of the key causes, I mean, when you think about it, drought. We in the summertime, actually, we had 9-10 weeks of dry periods, even though we're in the wet basement business. We were very, very busy because of the dryness. Even maturing trees, like very large trees that are out there, soak up quite a bit of that water and such. And then you also look at the opposite side, like the heavy rains, the flooding conditions, the poor drainage and things. Well, that's going to cause the soil to be wet and expand and things. Or even right back to the construction side of things about poorly compacted fill and stuff like that. So usually, from our experience, settlement itself is often experienced in older homes. However, we're seeing it more and more. And there was a recent report that was put out that 15% of the new homes are actually experiencing a lot of problems.
Is this an external fix or an internal fix?
Every situation is different on that one. We can tackle it from the inside if it's slab issues. We can do it with a peering process, underpinning for some of our listeners if they understand that, or on the outside. And we can definitely fix and solve the problem and permanently structurally stabilize that home.
One of the questions I asked these two gentlemen before we go on the air is, how busy are you? And they both gave me the same look. So it sounds like there is a lot of problems going on in people's basements out there. I guess bottom line here is, why should I fix it? Why? What's the point? Why do I need to do this? Is this something that I can just live with? Why go through that added expense?
Dan, realistically, from our experience, the problem will only get worse. And a foundation never gets better on its own. And typically, as time goes on, it costs more. And usually you run into structural issues, rot, mold, all that sort of stuff as well. It even affects the resale value. I mean, who wants to buy a home with a problem? Either the potential buyer beats you up for price, or the home just doesn't sell. Safety concerns, we talked about mold and things like that throughout the show. I mean, there's a health concern. And this is a funny one we hear from a lot of our homeowners, that critters seem to like that nasty environment that's down there. So the way we put it, you're going to pay for it whether you fix it or not, you know, realistically. So what we tell our homeowners is fix it now. And of course, Dan, since we're the leading experts in this field, fix it with us.
If you, there's an awful lot of information in today's program, a lot of great stuff out there. If you have further questions or you want to get in touch with either Chris or Corey, what's the best way to do that?
Through our website, www.ridgeback.ca, ridgebackbasement.ca.
And you can send somebody out, take a look at it, and go on from there.
Absolutely.
As always, a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up another edition of Ask the Experts here on News 95.7. Special thanks to our friends from Ridgeback Basement Systems, Corey and Chris. And we'll be back next week. We'll see you then.